Franken Show is back. Later this hour, Paul Krugman from the New York Times on the Republicans' desperate scramble to hold Congress. But first, another episode of our popular series, Al Franken Solves America's Problems. Today, Al Franken solves illiteracy using items, well, one item, a television, found around the home. Literacy researcher Bridge Kataria vindicates my completely blind hypothesis as hour two of the Al Franken Show starts now. Dr. Bridge Kataria is the president of Planet Read, CEO of Box Book Inc., and an Ashoka Fellow with Ashoka Innovation for the Public. He's also served on the faculty of the Indian Institute of Management in Ahmedabad. Say that for me, Bridge.
Ahmedabad.
Okay, that place in India. Mm-hmm. He's joining us today, though, from his part-time home in the San Francisco Bay Area to discuss his research on same language subtitling and how it's been successfully implemented to promote literacy in India and how that might translate to the United States. Dr. Kataria, my theory has been that kids watch, actually Americans watch, about 4 hours of TV a day. Mm-hmm. Is that about right?
That's absolutely right.
Okay. And kids are sponges, right?
Right.
And I have always had the theory that if you subtitled at the same time, not exactly what they do with closed captioning, but like closed captioning, but word for word, mm-hmm. as every word hitting when the word hits on the screen, that it would increase literacy. It would do a lot for literacy in this country. Is that theory a valid theory?
Absolutely. Actually, there's an enormous amount of research done in the United States that kind of suggests that it would work. But really, in India, we've actually proven that it works over a 10-year period, where what we've done is we've taken Bollywood songs, film songs, that is.
Now, when you say Bollywood, that's from Bombay or what's now called Mumbai.
That's correct. So Bollywood is a term that loosely connotes the entire film industry in India.
Right. It's like Hollywood, but it's Bollywood.
Exactly. It is the largest film industry in the world. It makes three times as many movies as Hollywood, actually.
Right.
And so what we did is that took those songs that are already there on television and word for word subtitled those songs in the same language. So if it's a Hindi film song, every word in Hindi would appear as a subtitle on television, and that made people read along subconsciously, if I might add, because the power of this idea is that when people enjoy these songs, they kind of are not aware that they're reading, but they're actually reading at a subconscious and automatic level, and that's what reinforces their reading skills. So what they hear is what they read at the same time.
And so they forget that they're learning.
That's correct, and that is the power. And the other important point here is that in an early reading person, the frustration level can be very high when they're trying to negotiate print. But in songs, what happens is that the song is already running in their head, so the frustration level never really builds up. There's always a feeling that you're being able to read along.
Okay, now you're doing it in songs that they kind of already know. I mean, this almost reminds me of karaoke.
It is actually karaoke for literacy. And what we've done is we've implemented karaoke in 10 languages so far in India, and we're pushing in policy to actually implement it in all the languages in India.
Okay, now, but let's say that you didn't limit it to songs. Has there been research done where it's not limited to songs?
Okay, it's in India, what we've done is limited it to songs so far, but it doesn't have to be that way. For example, even closed captioning here in the U.S., which was originally implemented for the hearing impaired community or the deaf community,
mm-hmm.
The second language teachers and learners actually used it very effectively for language learning and literacy. And that closed captioning was not implemented on songs. It was implemented on pretty much a variety of programming.
Okay, and again, sometimes closed captioning isn't word for word and doesn't hit exactly there isn't the care to make sure that when I say to make sure, that you see the words to make sure, right?
Absolutely. absolutely right. So in closed captioning, there are two or three things that we do differently in India with same language subtitling. For example, word for word is highlighted. So as the word is sounded in audio, it is highlighted on screen in text. So that's one difference. The other difference is that closed captioning actually never really thought of the aesthetics to make it available and accessible to the hearing. So in other words, most of the people who watch closed captioning here tend to be people who with a hearing...
Of course, those are the people who use it, but often, for example, they'll not do it word for word for the deaf because they don't need to.
You're absolutely right.
And obviously there are dialogue that goes too fast for people to read who aren't good readers.
Right.
But my theory is that you have kids who are age 3 to age 12 or and onward. Just make it mandatory that it's not closed captioning, that the what you call same language subtitling be there every hour that they're watching television. Now, obviously, if you're watching a baseball game, you can't do that because what the announcers are saying would come on late. But if you're watching a live news program where someone's doing an interview, you can't do it there. But you can do it on almost every other kind of programming, right?
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, here's an experience I can mention from India is that we're actually using cartoons and subtitling the audio of the cartoons word for word in the same language on TV, and that's what we're trying to do now. So that will actually give about 200 million children reading practice in villages where there are really no books even.
Right, and in India, a tremendous number of people watch television who don't have access to books.
Right.
Let me ask you this: Do people mind there being this the subtitling?
So we've done a 5-state study, and we found that 90% of the people, of the viewers, actually prefer same language subtitling. And only about 10% do not want it, but their opposition is not that great. They can kind of live with it.
So now, when you say 5-state, you mean 5 United States or Indian states?
Yeah, so 5 states in India.
In India.
States, yes.
So maybe Americans would have a different reaction.
Yeah, and I would say that at least we've used it so far only in song-based programming, so where actually there is an interest in the viewer to know the song lyrics.
Right.
So they like the fact
because sometimes with songs you can't understand the lyric.
Correct.
Like, excuse me while I kiss this guy really while I kiss the sky.
That's right.
That's the Hendrix thing.
Yes.
And you'd like to know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So they're like actively wanting to know. Wanting to know what the lyric of the song is, as opposed to wanting to know what Fresh Prince just said to his father.
Right.
Okay. Well, then you could put it on MTV, which would just thrill parents because then you'd have a bitch.
You'd have to put a lot of stars there.
Yeah. What is the experience in the United States other than the second language programs you're talking about? Because this seems really promising. I mean, you could even, you could have TVs or a chip or something that requires this, and you could pay people. You could say, we're going to pay you $100 to take this TV or to take this chip that automatically because you have kids in your house.
Yeah, well, actually, every TV sold after the late 80s in the United States has a chip that decodes closed captioning. So you actually have that control in the United States already.
Okay, but you can also turn it off. I mean, you would know how to turn it off. What I'm saying is adults don't want to, there might be adults who read fine who just say, I don't want that. And then you say, I'm sorry, buddy, but you got two kids, and we want them to be able to read. and therefore you have to have it on, and you have to have it on all the time because the kids watch TV with you, and to enforce that, we're giving you this TV, and you get $100,
mm-hmm.
and you can't turn it off. Is that a possible thing to do?
So where it has become compulsory, for example, like there are countries where they have actually implemented this, and people don't have a choice.
Where's that?
So in Finland, which has the highest reading rate, they actually have same language subtitling implemented on their programming.
And it's mandatory.
I'm not 100% sure if it's mandatory, but some programs automatically have it. Now in China, they use the, because they have one common script, but very different languages, so they use the common script to actually make speakers of one language understand another language. So they've implemented it, and that's mandatory.
In China could they possibly get something mandatory with the kind of democracy that they have? That is a joke.
Okay.
You know what? Let's take a break on that bad joke.
Okay.
Because that's always when I like to take a break. We're talking to Bridge Kataria. He is, what would you call you? You're like a literacy entrepreneur? Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, a literacy entrepreneur, our first ever literacy entrepreneur, who is basically confirming my theory. Thank you. You're welcome. We'll be right back. The Al Franken Show. We're talking to Dr. Bridge Kataria, who is a pioneer. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
You're a pioneer.
Thank you.
In this field called same language subtitling, in which Dr. Kataria in India has done this, put subtitles to songs that and that it has been shown to improve literacy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And not just among kids, but among adults who are sort of functionally on the border in terms of literacy, et cetera, right?
Absolutely right.
Okay, so now you and I, during the break here, we're discussing the approach to this, because I believe that kids watch 4 hours of TV. I mean, I know the kids watch, on average, 4 hours of TV a day, and there's nothing you're going to do to stop them from doing it.
That's right.
Okay, so if we did this 4 hours a day for these kids, they would improve their reading ability. Am I not right?
Yeah, they would. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, my suggestion would be to make a pilot program in, say, two states. Pick a low reading state, maybe Alabama. I don't know why I thought of that. Alabama and a high reading state, say Iowa. Okay. And then make this mandatory, or pick up the cities or something, and see what happens when everything has the same language subtitling that's absolutely hits at the same time that the word is spoken.
Mm-hmm.
That's my idea.
Okay.
Now you disagree.
Well, no, actually, I agree partially with you that it would be a fantastic experiment to try it on programming that they love and enjoy, and they, especially if they're song-based programming. Now, what I would...
On this song-based thing.
Yes, song-based is the first, I think it's the best scenario for success. So I would start with the best scenario for success and then kind of explore other programming where it might work as well.
Okay. Now, that might mean MTV.
That's exactly, MTV. Or if there are stories that are narrated for children, programming based on that, then those stories could also come as subtitled at the bottom.
Okay, but I'm worried the kids stop watching cartoons. But I guess that's a good, obviously you want kids to have literacy as soon as possible, and I think that's great. But if kids are watching 4 hours a day, and a 12-year-old kid is watching 4 hours a day, he's going to be watching MTV, but he isn't necessarily going to be watching any cartoons. or Sesame Street or something like that that's mm-hmm. song-based, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, let's just try it. Let's just do it. See, I'm more authoritarian than you.
Uh-huh. So I come from a very democratic country, actually.
Yeah, well, I come from the United States.
I would give them a choice, and maybe the technology is already there for people to turn it on and off. So I would leave it as a choice here. Unfortunately, we couldn't offer that choice to viewers.
Okay, and we'd have to generate this. I mean, there'd have to be, because this isn't the same as closed captioning, and I want to emphasize that.
Right.
This would have to be word for word with the word hitting at the same time and the word highlighted in a different color.
Correct. Actually, you can see an example of this if you go to our website, which is www.planetread.org. Or you could also go to www.bookbox.com, and you would see two versions. One is a Bollywood film song, and the other is a children's story, an animated story with the subtitles and the words highlighted.
Okay, so planetread.org or bookbox.com.
Correct.
Okay, well, I think that we may have saved the educational system of the United States here. Today.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations. More to me for getting you as a guest. You're welcome. Okay, thank you, Dr. Bridge Kothari.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for your work. This is really promising, isn't it?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was trying to get him to, you know, say, like, you're a hero, or something like that, and he didn't. He just wouldn't go for it. Okay, coming up next is Paul Krugman, and he is a hero of mine, Paul Krugman. And I want to ask him about this thing about Mark Kennedy, who's a Senate candidate here in Minnesota, talking about how proud he is of taxing and spending policy.